scattered storms. We'll be in the upper 90s Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police make an arrest in one of the city's latest homicides. Police have charged Jalen Ross with murder in the shooting death of Kevin Shepard. They say Ross shot Shepard on July 20th on Knollwood Drive. Shepard later died at a local hospital. Tallapoosa County authorities have made an arrest in a recent murder. Authorities arrested 59-year-old Willie Frank Wyckoff on Edgewood Drive near Dadeville. Wyckoff is being charged with murder of Michael Johnson that occurred on Friday. And a Perry County teen racks up $250,000 in scholarship money to pay for college in the fall. 17-year-old Daniel Winfield of Marion is headed to Tuskegee University to become a mechanical engineer. Winfield never got anything less than an A on any assignment in any class ever. He says his academic success has been the result of a lot of hard work and prayer. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, great combination.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The following is a paid program by Dan Morris Productions. The views and opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, good afternoon. April Marie Fogel here, your favorite substitute teacher for Dan the Man Morris. John Williams on the line. Hiya, John.
Hello, April Marie. How are you?
I'm doing well today. I'm good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderfully well. And hello, everybody else out there listening. And how you doing, Joey? I hope Joey's doing good. He's sounding good.
Thank you, John. I'm doing well.
He's doing well. He looks good. He's very dapper in his nice sports coat.
I was just going to ask that question. Is he all dressed up like he normally is?
Well, he does that for me, you know.
Well, of course.
He does that for me, because, you know.
Yeah, and when I was on your show that day, I wore my jeans and my T-shirt with a hole in it, especially for you as well.
And came in here chewing your bubble gum?
Yeah, chewing my bubble gum, yeah, and my tennis shoes. So, yeah, there you go. All for you. I've been singing the rain song today. Rain, rain, go away. Come again another day.
Yeah.
You ever sing that growing up?
Are you kidding? I sing that now on a regular basis.
Oh, well, like I said, you know, you haven't grown up, so yeah, you do.
That is so very true. I have not grown up.
You know what? I tell you what is grown up.
What?
Mortgage Corporation of the South, 26 years in business on top of the mountain in Wetumpka. It seems like yesterday that I put the key in the door for the first time in a one-room office in downtown Wetumpka, with gold shag carpet and dark paneling on the walls. I tell you what, it was a humble beginning, but we have grown and we have done a lot of amazing things in 26 years. You know, and I'll say this to you folks out there, when you're shopping for a mortgage company, think local, number one, because you're going to get really great customer service. Secondly, you know, there's no substitution for experience, no matter what it is, whether you're a fantastic radio talk show host, or whether you're a mortgage guy like me, or a NASCAR driver. There's no substitute for experience. Now, we've been around over 26 years, as I said. Here's what we do, and we feel like we do it in an awesome, awesome manner. Buy a home, we got you covered. FHA, VA, conventional. How about that? First-time home buyers, no problem. Got your first-time home buyer money ready. Low interest rates for cash out. If you want to cash out, get some of that low interest rate money. We have a lot of people calling in right now. They're saying, hey, look, I just want to refinance. I want to get some of this low interest rate money while it's still available, And a lot of times people will borrow up to 80%, so they don't have any PMI. It's a great deal. Got one guy right now borrowing a good bit of money, and he's got some really interesting things he's going to do with it that's going to yield some income for him. So I'm happy for him on that front. Also, we help people who have less than perfect credit. We have people that have gone to other banks and lenders, and they can't get financing, either because their credit is not perfect or the banks just don't do those kind of loans. There's all kinds of situations out there. And then we also lend money to folks on automobiles. If you just need $2,000 or $3,000 for some expenses or want to get your credit back on track after a bankruptcy, doesn't matter. There's no need to go out and get a title pawn. Get a real loan with a company that's going to report all your good credit to the credit bureaus. So that's what we do. To sum it up, excellent credit or slow credit, bankruptcy makes no difference. We got you covered on Top of the Mountain in Wetumpka. Mortgage Corporation of the South, MCS. Make your next move your best move. Call MCS. That's that slogan I like. 567-9000. 567-9000. One more time, everybody. 567-9000. Company NMLS number 232876. Equal housing lender. And April Marie?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to continue to talk slower like that. And you do the same. Y'all have a great afternoon.
You got it. I can't tell y'all again how much fun I had with John Williams and his team when I went to visit their office on the mountain. Don't call it a hill. It's office on the mountain up there. Give them a call. Well, well, well. You guys, I want to scream. It looks like, and Joey, I just sent you a clip, not of this, but of a different clip. It looks like, sure enough, the feds, those lovely, wonderful feds who know so much better than the rest of us, they're going to start reinstating mask mandates for schools. So there's a Jen Psaki clip we're going to play here in a second where the lovely Jen explains that they just know better than us. And so that's what's happening with these new mask mandates that are coming up. Apparently, I have to send the correct clip to Joey before he can play the correct clip, so I'll work on that. At any rate, it looks like this afternoon, the CDC is expected to say K through 12 needs mask, which means in your more liberal communities, we are going to see mask again for students unless parents speak out. So speak out! That's what I'm saying. Speak out. We cannot let this continue. We cannot let this let our children be subjected to this, never-ending mask that we know, when we know that they're going to be completely healthy if they get it anyway. It's really frustrating to have to go through this repeatedly again and again. And they're gonna say that we need it now because numbers have spiked. Then they're gonna say we need it again when cold and flu season comes. And before you know it, everybody's going to be complacent again with this whole idea of masking repeatedly at all times for all ages. And that's not the deal. We know better than that. It's really incredibly frustrating. Let's talk about. I'm gonna go to another thing while we wait for that to populate here. The Justice Department today looking to decide if Mae Brooks was acting in an official capacity on January 6th. There's the January 6th hearing happening now, where law enforcement officers are talking about what they were up against, and some of the tales are just harrowing. I mean, I am a huge Back the Blue proponent, and some of the things, the testimony we're hearing is just atrocious, the way that people treated law enforcement that day. I'm embarrassed that they're Americans. I'm embarrassed that they call themselves conservatives, and we can do better as a country. We've got that clip to talk about the CDC new guidance. Let's play that for you.
Today, they're changing their guidance. They're changing their advice to the American public, their public health advice, based on evolving data and an evolving historical guidance. That virus. That's exactly what.
All right.
The internet has been.
You should be doing.
What is your message to Americans who are feeling whiplash right now? Why should they trust the same group of health officials who just 2 months ago told them they don't have to wear a mask anymore inside?
Because our goal is to save their lives, and our responsibility and the responsibility of public health officials is to continue to provide updated guidance.
our goal is to save lives. Can we please, here's what we need to do. I truly, really, honestly believe one of the ways we can move forward as a nation on getting unvaccinated people to consider vaccinations is changing the spokespeople. Fauci has to go. Jen Psaki has to go. We need credible, believable people talking about what's happening. We need to get the CDC to look at all of the guidance they're giving and all of the guidance they've given and have a come to Jesus moment where they say, okay, this is why we're here. This is what this is about. This is what this is about. Here are the strengths and weaknesses of this research. Here are the pros and cons of this approach. Because right now, they are talking in circles. They are seeming as if they're making it up as they go. And that's not good when you're way over a year into this thing. CDC will recommend everyone in K-12 wear a mask. Ready? Regardless of vaccination status. So say you went this summer, you were one of the early adopters of getting your child vaccinated, which I said I wouldn't have done had my school wanted me to. Now that doesn't matter. They're saying your child has to wear a mask anyway. CDC, same CDC that came out and said you don't need to wear a mask if you're vaccinated. Right now, my children's school is saying, oh, but don't you worry, they're going to be able to not wear a mask outdoors. I'm waiting for them to walk that one back. People in high areas, this is the new CDC guidance. They are urging vaccinated people in certain areas of the country to resume wearing masks now. People in areas with high or substantial COVID-19 transmission should resume wearing masks regardless of vaccination status. I am just so over it. I'm over the double talk. I'm over the lies. I'm over all of it. And I know you guys are too. I know you guys are too. I'm going to leave this subject here at this break, and I'm not coming back to it, I tell you. That I can't. It makes my head want to explode. It's just incredibly frustrating. And the country most Americans have the least amount of trust in, the government and media, have made such a mess out of properly covering the pandemic, the vaccinations, the measures and controls related to the virus, the data around it. This has become something it's not. This isn't about saving lives, and it hasn't been for a long time. This is now, we have a lot of theater going on. We have a lot of mixed messages. We have a lot of, this is the way it has to be, this way. And today's guidance just shows that Fauci has no clue, that CDC is just pulling things out of their back end. And it's so wrong and so infuriating. We're going to hit a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to dive back into some local politics, including what's going on with Steve Marshall, some information with Mayor Stephen Reed. Did you talk about the Mayor Stephen Reed update? There is, he's been named on an important list.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I also mentioned that I was recently put on a list, so we all know how important that is.
They're very important lists. All right, you're listening to April Marie Fogel. I'll be back with some state and local politics in just a minute.
Going, but whether you're going going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now's a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Remember how hot it was last summer? And there you were limping along with that old AC system, hoping and praying you'd make it to fall. Don't go through that again. This summer, be sure to stay cool and comfy with a reliable, efficient Bryant HVAC system from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Right now, Clark is offering no-interest financing on any Bryant product for up to 60 months. As an authorized Bryant dealer, the experts at Clark will have your new system installed in no time. And don't forget, the Clark technicians can check out any summer plumbing problems you may be experiencing, like roots growing into your drain lines. Plumbing, HVAC repairs, and new installations. Clark does it all, whatever it takes to make you smile. So if you're even a little concerned about that old AC system, better call Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing today for a quote on a new system from Bryant. Whatever it takes. Visit ClarkComfort.com for all you need to know about comfort. That's ClarkComfort.com.
Credit card issued with approved credit by Wells Fargo National Bank. Ask for details. Alabama certification number 99004.
The school year is almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers in our area are often forced to buy their own classroom supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting asks you to cram the van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, cleaning supplies, and backpacks to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Locally owned, laid-back, family-friendly vibe for over 10 years. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for public schools in the River Region. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, good afternoon.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do.
Mayor Steve Reed, Stephen Reed, is a mayor to watch, apparently. Now, here's what's funny. He was named this by a group I've never even heard of. At least my list, most people have heard of me. So he was select. Hold on. Let's see. Since being sworn in less than 2 years ago, Mayor Stephen Reed, now I'm reading this from Yellowhammer, has grabbed attention of the political and policy observers across the country. Wow, this is a suck up piece. He was selected to the Bloomberg Harvard City Leadership Initiative, honored by the African Americans Mayors Association, and even appeared on the Today Show. Now, he has been named as one of 10 mayors to watch by Route 50, a publication that I've never heard of specializing in state and local government. I don't know about this. I have very split feelings about Mayor Stephen Reed. Same feelings I have about Mayor Randall Woodfin, which is I really, really don't feel like they are doing as much as they should do for crime. I feel like there's a lot of lip service, a lot of heart-tugging press conferences every now and again, but when it comes down to rolling up their sleeves and addressing the things that cause crime, really making sure the criminals are held accountable, making sure that law enforcement has the tools they need, I just don't feel good about it. It's not my thing. Other mayors on the list come from Bozeman, Montana. I have a friend with a house in Bozeman, Montana.
Is it Bozeman or Bozeman?
I'm going to go with booze just because I like booze. It might
fair
be Bozeman.
Enough, fair enough.
Man, it's gorgeous there. Absolutely gorgeous there. Mayor of Oklahoma City. What? Irvine, California. Oh, St. Petersburg, Florida. That is a mayor to watch. He's got a lot going on.
That's an older population, though.
Yeah, he's a rising star, though. I'm looking to see if there's anybody else. It's really interesting because he's not just the, it's not Mayor Reed is the looks like one of the only African Americans on the list, but also looks like the only real Southern. I'm not calling Tampa St. Pete Southern. Nope, not calling it. Another Colorado. Yeah, I really do wish that the mayor here and in Birmingham, as I said, would focus on tackling crime. And I know they can't focus 24/7 on it, but it is the biggest issue. Could you imagine if we spent as much time on eliminating murder and violent crime as we do discussing COVID and face mask and vaccinations? If we talked about the root causes of crime, how we get these dirtbags out of our communities who are shooting and killing one another for funsies. Mm-hmm. If we concentrated on keeping those individuals behind bars, if we concentrated on making sure witnesses came forward and felt safe enough to do so, there are so many things we could do to stop this crime. And yet it doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like real effort is being made. 272-9228. Do you think Mayor Stephen Reed is one of the best in the country? It's painful for me to say.
Well, it's one of where it's raising his profile, and they did focus on kind of his background in business and development. I think that's actually the good side of the mayor, and I think he's also very quickly become wise, if he wasn't before, to how the city operates. Unofficially, in many regards, you have a lot of stakeholders in the city that aren't holding office but are important people, or say others that are every level of government and business development. I think he's done that fairly well. But you're right on the crime issue, and I really knock him. I get tired of these sort of prefabricated, canned initiatives that get brought forward to the city to make it more progressive, quote-unquote. It's like, what is it? This was already written. It's kind of this model legislation that just gets passed around the country.
Well, and it's like nobody is sitting around their kitchen table talking about half the stuff these I want to be popular and famous and, you know, go on to bigger things, these mayors. And it's not, you know, it's not just Democrats. There are conservative mayors who do the same thing.
Sure.
But what I want our local elected officials to focus on are the things that the families in their communities talk about at the water cooler, the things they talk about over the coffee pot, talk about in the morning. Most people don't get a newspaper anymore, but what you used to want to talk about over the newspaper or at the evening dinner. And those issues, the things I find myself talking about with people who live here in Montgomery, are education, are the workforce, and are crime. And those are the issues that I constantly, at the end of the day, I'm not talking political, national politics. Those are the issues people in Montgomery want to talk to me about. And so I wish the mayor would concentrate on those things, even though those things are tough nuts to crack. 272-9228. We are going to get into our interview, the conversation with Tommy Tuberville in just a minute, but we've got some calls coming in. So we'll see what you guys think. Does the mayor belong on this list? No. All right.
Do you want an update on your Google warranty?
On my Google warranty?
Yeah, we even get these stupid calls to the radio studio, folks.
Your car warranty is about to expire.
It's a situation. My phone. If I get a phone call, because for those of you who have my cell phone number, if I get a phone call from the same area code, which is not an Alabama area code, then it is inevitably some weirdo spam. And so that's all sorts of entertaining. Well, Joey Clark, before we move on, let me ask you about Benji.
Benji?
Have you gotten a Benji update lately?
Well, knowing Benji, he's a pretty consistent and beautiful creature.
Tell us again who Benji is.
He's a golden doodle, and he's Dan's golden doodle, and he's more on the standard poodle side, big golden retriever side of golden doodle. He looks like a lion, sitting out there on Dan's back deck, looking over the backyard, making sure no squirrels disturb him too much. You know, like that scene in Lion King, everything the sun touches.
Yes.
That's Benji. And he don't want to be bothered by squirrels or mosquitoes, nor does Dan. Nor if you spend a lot of time outside, especially if you invested in the front porch or back porch, you want to be able to relax on where you've put that money. And you don't want mosquitoes bothering you. So what you need to do, folks, is call Russell Mosquito Control. It is Benji, and Dan Morris approved. Dan actually had some friends change companies. They were that impressed with LaVon Russell after just one visit. So you need to give them a call at 425-7587, 425-7587. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Ask about that Dan Morris introduction price. Be sure to tell them that you heard about him here on the Dan Morris Show.
My mosquito situation in Birmingham is out of control.
Yeah.
It really is. Mm. Which is tough because with the weather, first off, I'm not a fan of this rainy weather. It's killing me. It feels like so much more this year. I really need to have a conversation with Rich Thomas about what's going on here because I feel like and maybe it's just I never paid as much attention to it. But there's been a lot of rain. It's gotten to the point where literally, I don't leave water in my pool, in the kiddie pool, but the pool has so much water in it that I went out there and hurt myself trying to turn it over the other day.
Mm.
Those little kiddie, the kids love to pool.
You gotta flip it over.
Well, there's like little pool tabs where you drain the water out.
Yeah.
But you have to lift the pool to get to the pool tabs, and then you have to hold it up for a second. It's a situation. Yeah. And mom is not big enough for that. I'm just not big enough. But
don't you have a fella who could lift up that little kiddie pool?
My fella's not as around as often as I would like for him to be. All right. We're going to come back in just a few minutes with our Tommy Tuberville interview. You guys have been awful quiet today. It's okay. Joey can entertain me. 272-9228 if you want to get in on conversation. Here's the problem with you guys being ever so quiet. You are not getting in on either the Sweet Creek drawing or the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing. And that Sweet Creek drawing is $60 of deliciousness. And the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing has gone up to 75 buckaroos. That's a big one. As Randall said yesterday, that's some life-changing money right there. We will be right back after this break.
Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's going to last a lifetime. Oh, you better believe it, girl, at night I call your name. Darkness fills my room. I'm only dreaming about the time I'm going to be with you. Oh, it's so nice to be with you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers, and PBS Painting. 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, Alabama. This is your favorite president, Donald Trump. Few Republicans have as much courage and fight as Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks, a friend of mine. Mo is a great conservative Republican leader who fights for America first, no matter what obstacles the fake news media, rhinos, or socialist Democrats place in his path. And he knows how to fight. Mo Brooks is pro-life, loves our military and our vets, protects our Second Amendment, combats the Biden open border agenda, fights for voter integrity like few others. I'm President Trump, and MAGA Mo Brooks has my complete and total endorsement for U.S. Senate. MAGA Mo will never let you down. Vote for Mo Brooks.
This is Congressman Mo Brooks. Please join President Trump's Fight for America at MoBrooks.com. That's MoBrooks.com. I approve this message paid for by the Mo Brooks for Senate Committee.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hey, River Region, Tommy from ProLink Security here. Have you heard about this month's special? From now to the end of July, get four cameras installed in your home or business for only $699. No contract, no monthly fee. Call today, 334-285-5833. Again, 334-285-5833, or visit us online at prolinksec.com. That's prolinksec.com, or follow us on Facebook.
AESBL license number 475.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a heat advisory in effect for the first time this summer. High temperature in the middle 90s. Heat index as high as 106. Showers and thunderstorms rather numerous today. Many towns will be affected. And a couple of stronger storms not out of the question. The risk of scattered storm continues in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, high temperature in the mid-90s again. Triple-digit heat index. More scattered storms. We'll be in the upper 90s Thursday and Friday with dangerous heat indices. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everyone, I'm cracking myself up over here. I really need to get a lunch sponsor. That's what I need. More. If any of you guys own a restaurant, hit mama up, okay? Because my meals during this show are nothing short of entertaining. Like, if you were to look at me right now, I've got a Kind bar. None of these I'm eating, by the way, if the station owner is listening. I've got a banana, a Kind bar. I've got some nutritional peanuts here, Planters, nutrition. That's the healthy heart mix. Uh-huh, Joey, don't be sad.
We can't have normal peanuts. Not even peanuts can be normal.
No, they're the healthy heart mix. It's got peanuts, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts with a touch of sea salt. It's the goodness of nature.
Almonds aren't even nuts.
What do you mean an almond isn't a nut?
It's a seed.
That's not a thing.
Look it up.
You're making this up.
Read a book.
I don't want to read a book on almonds. I love almonds. I just bought chocolate covered almonds. They're supposed to be healthy for you.
They are.
So I'm supposed to have dark chocolate. I'm supposed to have almonds. So I thought, what better in life? Combining them. And then my children promptly tried to steal them, and they promptly spit them out. And I spent, you know, 20 minutes scrubbing the carpet because they had spit chocolate almonds on them. Life with small children. All right, Ritz, save me from myself.
Hey, I don't know if I can save anybody from anything. But thank you for taking my call, and good afternoon to both you and Joey. The reason I called is I certainly hope somebody's going to qualified and capable is going to be running against our current governor, because I've just about had a belly full of her, and I still can't get over how she secretly was conniving with other senators before the previous election about this, the greatest tax increase Alabamians ever faced, and that's that gasoline tax, the perpetual gasoline tax that always increases automatically. And I'll never get over that. And anybody that supported that, I will not be supporting them this election cycle.
All right. Well, so I'm still surprised that we haven't had any confirmation of candidates getting in. Now, I say that Jim Ziegler has an event. I want to say it was today. I need to message him. He's got an announcement coming up. But I do feel I still am surprised that we don't have another candidate in there who's thrown their name in that hat to take her on, because I feel like when talking about the issues, she's very defeatable. You can beat her on the issues. People don't want to attack an old lady. I get it. But breathing and being sweet sometimes is not grounds to be governor. And that's about where we are right now with our state standards.
Very good point. I agree with you wholeheartedly. You don't have talking about the issues is not attacking an old lady. And there's plenty to question about her capabilities. And to me, she's borderline Biden incompetent. I mean, she's just not all there to me. I think she needs to retire. She's getting on in her years, and I thank her for her service, but it's time for some younger blood to go in there. But I was kind of shocked and kind of disappointed that Will Ainsworth didn't throw his name in the hat. I understand he's announced that he's running for re-election for a lieutenant governor. Is that true?
So he's running for lieutenant governor, and of course he had her speak at his launch party, which says they made up from when he was criticizing her mask stuff. But he's a smart man and has a lot of money. So he read the polls, looked at the numbers, and said, nope, not so much. And that's where he ended up.
Hmm. You know, you have any idea of the reason?
Because the polls said she couldn't be beat. I think the polls are lying, mind you, Ritz. I think that people are talking about her favorability, that they like her, but I don't think they like her policies. And I think if put in front of them, it's going to be a really interesting situation we find ourselves in if someone starts gaining traction when Ainsworth has given up that opportunity.
Well, you know, that's everyone knows that a poll is just a snapshot of that moment in time. And it's always fluid, especially in politics. And I think there's a lot of people that have heartburn over that statement she made about Alabamians that aren't vaccinated.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Ritz.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, and she did walk in it with that her vaccination criticism. And as I've said to many people who said that the tone is what really surprised me. It wasn't a surprise to me she felt that way. It was the utter contempt, the seething contempt you could hear in her voice.
Exactly. Very well said.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, love.
Well, thank you. And I'd like to remind everybody, buddy, to keep praying for Dan Morris. During his recovery, we sure miss him, and we appreciate you filling in for him.
All right. Thank you, dear. Can we hit our quick 1 minute and then come back with the Tuberville? Or is it just...
We can do it now if you like.
Which one? Tuberville first?
Yeah.
All right. Well, next up is Senator Tuberville, which I haven't in the... I don't know how I've managed this, but in the 90 days here filling in as your favorite substitute teacher for Dan Morris, I have not had Senator Tommy Tuberville on, but I got the opportunity to speak to him earlier, and here's our conversation. Well, good morning. Welcome back. You've got April Marie Fogle, and what a pleasure to have on the line today. We have Senator Tommy Tuberville. Hi, sir.
Better known as Coach April Marie. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Well, it's so great to talk to you. So many things happening there in D.C. right now. We're gonna limit it to this morning, but you've got infrastructure, you've got wild appointments, you've got all sorts of things.
Yeah, we do. And we've only got 2 weeks before our summer break comes up, or about 5 weeks. It's a annual deal that they do. So we've pushed everything back. And, the Democrats have got control of the floor. And we've gone kind of in slow motion with nominees and doing things. All of a sudden, we're getting ready to do this bipartisan infrastructure deal or work on it. And then we're going to do they're going to do a reconciliation, their tax and spend plan of $3.53, which is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
But, we got a lot to do.
Well, the first thing I wanted to talk to you about is one of these appointments that are coming up. And even as of last night, the administration says they're going to stand by this guy. It's the nominee for Biden's ATF role. And before we get to talking about it, I'm going to play this short clip of what he said about gun owners who bought guns, bought firearms during the pandemic.
And so... in their mind, they might be confident. They might think that they're diehard, ready to go. But unfortunately, they're more like Tiger King. And they're putting themselves and their families in danger. And so what I would suggest is for those people who were first-time gun owners, if they did go out and buy a gun, I would secure that gun locked and unloaded and hide it behind the cans of tuna and beef jerky that you've stored in a cabinet. And, only bring that out if the zombies start to appear. And I don't think they are. And so.
What?
What planet this guy come from?
I mean, could he have any more contempt for those who exercise their Second Amendment rights?
Well, it's obvious. Number one, he doesn't know a lot about guns. He thinks he does. He doesn't know a lot about protecting yourself or the Second Amendment. He is he's radical. He's like a lot of these other nominees that they've thrown at us. Now, I didn't get a chance to go to the hearing. He went through the Judiciary Committee, but just talking to Kennedy, Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, and Ted Cruz from Texas, this guy basically doesn't know what he's doing. And he's against guns. And in our state, we're strong Second Amendment, we're strong protecting yourself. And of course, with all this crime out there now and getting worse, and you can tell the left, they have no clue of how to slow it down, or do they even care to slow it down? They're trying to divide the country. So this guy, Chipman, is he's off the rails. And hopefully this week, as he comes through the Senate, even the Democrats, some of them don't vote for him because it would be a disaster.
It would be a disaster. What it says to me is that Biden has given up all pretense of trying to get people into office in his administration who'd be moderate. And I know a lot of people voted for him thinking that's what they were going to get. They were going to get a moderate U.S. president. And boy, have they been proven wrong.
Well, I tell you, I've been in a lot of hearings for the last 6 months, and some of these people that they brought through, they can't get jobs anywhere else. So they're trying to put them in positions in the government where they get in, and anything that they do goes. They're most of them are qualified. They've got a terrible, terrible background of a love for this country and for our Constitution. So. It is what it is. Elections have consequences, and Biden gets in, over a guy that would been had the best 4 years of a president since Ronald Reagan. The economy was booming. He understood what was going on. We were building back the middle class, and these people are up there now are just exactly the opposite.
They really are. Well, let's talk for a second about the NDAA, the Defense Authorization Act.
Yeah, for people that don't know what this is, you know, this is basically the budget for the military across the country. And I'm on the Armed Services Committee. There's 26 of us, and we sit down in the Senate, and we build up basically a resume of where we want the money to go and to be spent. April, it wasn't good for us, and it wasn't good for the people of Alabama, and especially for Montgomery. You know, at Danley Field, you know, the Tuskegee Red Tails, 187th Fighter Wing, we're going to be able to get them a big maintenance building for the F-35 that's coming in a very short period of time. F-35 is the best and the brightest and the most up-to-date fighting machine this world knows. And we're going to have a couple of dozen there stationed in Montgomery, which Montgomery should be very proud of.
All right, that's great news. I see you also, looks like our troops might get a pay raise.
Yeah, 3%. You know, it's amazing me, you know, since being up here, I look at what goes on and what's going on in the past. And you've got young men and women that have gone to Afghanistan and Iraq in the last 20 years. And people over here on welfare make more money in some areas than these people do going over to fight and fight for our freedom and security. It is just absolutely amazing how we've gotten to this point. But yeah, they deserve a raise. They need a raise. We advocated 3%. Which is not a lot, but it's more than what they've gotten really in the past. And we want to continue to raise that over the years to come because they deserve it.
Now, one of the things we talked about earlier this week with this India, the defense authorization, is the idea of women in the draft. Do you know if that will make the ultimate bill?
Yeah, it probably will. You know, I was in a briefing. I'm probably the first month I was here, and they did a 2-year study on the draft, selective draft, of whether to put women in the selective service. Now, we hadn't had a draft in 50 years, and we're not going to have another one. We're a volunteer army. The only way we would start drafting people again was if all heck broke loose, and hopefully to God that doesn't happen. But they came in and told us that there's probably 30 million young people that are available for the draft every year at certain ages. Only 450,000 of those are eligible and qualified to be in our military. I want you to think about that. Very small percentage because of either in trouble with the law, not enough education, something that's happened in their past, 450,000. So they said, wow. Listen, there's a lot of jobs out there that women are much better than men, especially in the military. And, of course, we've got fighter pilots that are women. We've had women that have fought and died for our country. Not that they can't go out and fight, but there's a lot of jobs. You know, there's a big percentage behind the scenes that make our military go. And so, yeah, I think you're probably going to see young women probably, if it does pass. Now, again, I don't know whether it's going to pass, so young women signing up at the age of 18 like I had to, and most men have done over the years, have had to sign up for the draft. Now again, folks, if we have a draft, all heck is broke loose. And this is just a preparation of something that would be devastating to this world in terms of some kind of war that we would need a selective service. But it's something that we need to think about for the future. You know, cybersecurity is huge. People running computers are huge. I think the next, if we do have confrontations, we're really moving into space with a space command. There's a lot of jobs out there that's going to need to be handled by very smart people. And we got a lot of smart women in this world. We got a lot of smart men in this world. And if we get into some kind of confrontation, we're going to need the best and brightest to be out there protecting this country.
All right. Would you have supported adding women to the bill?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm looking at some of the things you've done. Your office keeps you busy, sir. I have to tell you, since I met Casey, she added me to your press list, and woof, you guys are always busy. One of the things you've been really talking about lately is so much the government has done, Democrats' reckless tax and spend spree, and how we need to get back to a smaller, smaller government, smaller plan. Can you talk for just a minute about that?
Yeah, I'm a conservative. I believe in small government. I believe in letting the American people run this country, not government. And what this administration's doing, directly opposite of what President Trump, they want to take over everything that we do. You know, they want this to be a socialist country, even close to a Marxist country. They want the government to handle your money and pay you the money that they think you deserve. And that's exactly socialism. And so we're $30 trillion in debt. And this week, we're getting ready to start looking at 3.5 more trillion that the government wants to start all these social programs across the spectrum to just give out money to put people under the control of bigger and bigger government. And it's like this Chipman guy. You got no reason to be in the federal government to have any control over anything. But you're going to add thousands of people like this guy to the federal government, the bureaucracy, that's going to control the lives of this country, all the people in this country. And we can't afford that to happen. Again, I believe in God and country and the Constitution. And we're going to keep pushing that hard. And if we do that, we can keep control of our country. But right now, we're under attack by people in our own country, as well as China and Russia. But we got to fight back, April. We have got to fight back. We got to get education back. We got to do the things we need to do. Get our country back going as a free country.
Well, I sincerely appreciate everything you're doing up there, and we will certainly stay in touch and make sure our listeners are aware too. You have a blessed day, sir.
Thank you, April.
Thank you. That was Senator Tommy Tuberville, and if you want to follow what he's doing, you can find him at tuberville.senate.gov, and you've got all of his news there. Also, you can contact him. He actually just opened a Hoover office today, I believe. You can also find his tweets at Sen, S-E-N, Tuberville, at Sen for Senator Tuberville. And on Facebook, also just look him up, Senator Tommy Tuberville, right there. You are listening to April Marie Fogel, your favorite guest host here on News Talk 93.1, filling in for the Dan Morris. Keep him in your thoughts and prayers, as we will all continue to do. And we will be right back after this break.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. Earl, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
afternoon, everyone. I've officially eaten my banana, Joey. I know our listeners are very worried about my dietary habits, but I feel it necessary to tell you I'm taking very good care of myself over here. We have the Kind dark chocolate bar and the Planner's nuts, and if I don't get a lunchtime sponsor of the show at some point, I'm gonna fall over. It's gonna be a situation. 272-9228, 272-9228. You guys want to call and chat with me. I really enjoyed talking to Senator Tuberville. He said coach, like I'm supposed to call him coach. You call him coach, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's like when you work for a congressman and they say, you know, call me whatever. It takes me a really long time to do that.
I got to know him during the very long campaign. It was quite unusual with COVID, how many times we talked to him and Jeff Sessions. Kind of the back and forth. So you got to know him as coach. And even when he became senator, it was like, you want me to call you senator? No, no, Joey. Coach is fine.
All right. Fair enough. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot going on nationally. Right now, there has been the Capitol riot hearings have been going on, where four law enforcement officers testified in painstaking detail about some of the violence and even racism and hostility that they faced on January 6th. I feel like it's important for us to acknowledge that because I have this, and it's a constant conversation with individuals who believe that we talked a lot about the BLM riots and a lot about Antifa violence, but that conservatives have largely been silent on the really, really rough parts of that day. And the testimony this morning, and I've got some to read here, some of it I wanted to play, but there's language in there. Wow. And it's truly unfortunate. So I want to make it a point to say that we as conservatives, and you can call me if you have a differing opinion, we have unequivocally condemned the violence against law enforcement officers without any hesitation, without any caveats. No one should be physically assaulting law enforcement officers at any point. 272-9228 if you want to get in on that conversation when we come back, because I think it's an important one. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk a little bit of state and local politics. I'm staying away from COVID for the rest of the day. I can't do it, guys. It makes me want to poison ears talking about it nonstop. I also want to talk about the Olympics. We'll talk about some of the guests we're going to have later this week. I've got a full guest list here. You are listening to April Marie Fogel. Joey Clark here, keeping me out of trouble.
Yes.
Having some fun with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I entertaining you a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, one comment. I'm sure you've seen him on Hannity, Leo Terrell.
Leo Terrell, I have not.
Yeah, he was a Democrat. He became a big Trump guy. And he asked, why all these fake tears, this fake hearing?
Painful.
Yeah, well.
I think that the commission is overall a bad idea, because I think it is going to be made just to make Trump and people look bad. But on the other hand, it is important that we acknowledge that some awful, awful behaviors happened there, and that there were people there who had less than patriotic motivation. So we'll talk about that on the flip side. You are listening to April Marie Fogel.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott.